The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mary O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us here now at the Metro 29 Diner out on the Lee Highway in Arlington is our good friend George Allen, former governor, former senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, a man who knows a lot about how it is to run politics in the state of Virginia. It's an interesting place. It's changed a lot, the demographics have, haven't they, Governor?
Yeah, it has. It has, but still there are more taxpayers who care about how much they have to pay in taxes to their localities. And in Fairfax, where Susan and I live, we don't want to be paying a higher meals tax.
Right.
And we'll be voting against that. But it's a diverse state. You have Southwest Virginia, which is a rural area. And then the far Southwest Virginia is a coal mining area.
Right.
And they realize that the policies of this current administration and those advocated by Secretary Clinton will just keep that coal in the ground. And that means a lack of jobs, a lack of revenues, and obviously people fairly desperate. Then you have rural areas of farming and so forth. I think that in Northern Virginia votes strong Democrat. But watch certain counties in Northern Virginia,
right.
Prince William and Loudoun. Then the other place that's the second largest region is Hampton Roads.
Right.
And this is where I think Donald Trump can do very, very well, because there's a lot of veterans there, a lot of veterans, families, those serving in the military. And they need to have they want to have a commander in chief they can trust. And they don't trust Hillary Clinton any more than any of the rest of us
well,
do.
According
and that's where I think he can make up. He's going to do great in Southwest, Shenandoah Valley, Southside. And I think every vote counts, whether the vote's in Fairfax or Arlington, every vote counts. And you want to reduce those margins out of Northern Virginia so that you don't have as much to overcome in the rest of the state.
But something's going on, because she was like 14 points ahead, according to the polls. And now it's considered a toss-up state. So when did it start to change, and what was the driving force behind it?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think you're right, Brian. It's trending in the right direction for Donald Trump. I think the turning point was his Gettysburg Address. He actually focused on issues that people cared about and ethics reform, because people think Washington's out of touch, and they are. With people, folks are dismayed. They're distressed by it. And so he came out with, I think, a very coherent plan, which I wish he had stuck to for 3 months rather than just the last 3 weeks. But then all these revelations came out about Hillary and the WikiLeaks and all of that. But I think one thing that's really affecting, I know our family and I think a lot of others, how many of y'all here, raise your hands if you've gotten the latest bills for insurance?
Clap your hands.
Sorry. Yeah, raising hands doesn't mean much on radio. Well, all of y'all out there, you see the premiums have gone way up, right? You see a bunch of heads nodding, and the coverage is less. You have a higher deductible, a higher copay. And this is something that I think people across Virginia and all across the United States are
going,
seeing.
Whoa, what's this?
Yeah. And here you have Donald Trump and others saying, hey, we need to repeal and replace this. We need more competition, make it more affordable.
Right.
And Mrs. Clinton is just, you know, doubling down on it, thinking this is all fine and dandy. And most families are saying this is not fine and dandy. This is how are we going to afford paying another $800 a month, let's say, in insurance.
Right.
That's even less. And so I think that's a personal aspect. And the other thing is, there's nothing more important than integrity in leadership. You could disagree with someone if you think they're honestly trying to do the best consistent with their philosophy that might be different than yours. You'll at least respect that. But people just cannot stand the sort of lack of integrity, the deceitfulness, and the lack of trustworthiness that has been demonstrated by actions by the Clinton family and their foundation and all the rest.
Governor Allen, obviously you know Virginia, and you just gave a great breakdown of the different regions and the different mindsets based on the rural areas and the more urban areas and suburban areas here in Northern Virginia. There are a whole lot of states that are looking a lot like Virginia right now when they're on the bubble. North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. You've advised Republicans running nationwide. You've advised other candidates for president about how to win a state like this. If you were advising Donald Trump right now, what would you tell him to do in these next very critical 4 days to seal the deal? What's his closing argument got to be?
I think his closing argument should be the same as he should have had the entire time. And I think every now and then he'd get distracted and detoured into things that are not relevant. But I think he's got to say, here are the ideas that I promise you, if you give me the honor of serving as your president, here's what I'm going to do specifically to make America more prosperous, more safe, great again. He could talk about tax reform to make our country more competitive internationally. Rein in these mountains of red tape and these regulations that are hurting small businesses, like here at the 29 Diner, Metro 29 Diner, and a lot of others. I think energy is a positive. We're blessed in America. We have more energy resources than any country in the world.
Doesn't drive you crazy.
It's not a curse. It's a blessing. Produce it. Create jobs. Create revenues. Make our country more less dependent on hostile outside dictatorships. It makes our manufacturing more competitive.
Absolutely.
And the others want to keep it in the ground and cause us to pay higher electricity costs. And it is a very regressive, elitist approach to the other half.
Doesn't it bother you, though?
And that he'll have judges on the Supreme Court who will apply the law, not invent the law.
Just quickly on the energy thing, because I think it's really important. Sounds like a good closing argument. Doesn't it drive you crazy every time you see President Obama talking about, hey, we got low gas prices, and he talks about how we are energy dependent? He had absolutely nothing to do about that.
Right. It's the creativity and innovation of the private sector and capitalism that created the hydraulic fracking, the directional and horizontal drilling. And I think that's what's going to make a state like Pennsylvania more competitive. They are energy literate there. The Marcellus Shale is a godsend for the eastern United States with the natural gas and oil that we can get out of there. And so they know how important that is to their communities for jobs and the vitality of really our whole country.
Are you sure Marcellus Shale isn't a cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
I thought he was.
Well, Marcellus Shale, he was great.
If he was, we wouldn't like him, but he's not. We like Marcellus Shale. If he was
on that note, I got to say, you've been here for about 20 minutes now. You walked into this very overcrowded Metro 29 Diner, and it was like the Red Sea had parted. I mean, everyone got so excited about Governor Allen. He is a very popular figure still. In this area, it's been several years since you've run for any office. And, of course, everyone not only loves you, it appears, from your political career, but also your connection to the great Allen family and the Redskins. So is there a chance that you could run again in Virginia for some office?
Well, Susan and I are helping out candidates we like Barbara Comstock.
I smell a Dodge a mile away. Listen to them.
No, I'm enjoying the freedom, and I'm working with the Young Americas Foundation.
I have
my Reagan Ranch shirt on here, and the Manufacturers Association for the Competing to Win agenda, and a lot of other innovative private companies. And so I'm still involved as long as I'm alive.
I've got to be specific. When Tim Kaine fails to carry Virginia on Tuesday, he is going to be a very vulnerable senator running for re-election. Wouldn't you step in and say, yeah, I'll take Kaine on?
No. Let's just win this election coming up next Tuesday. Then we can worry about the future. You play it one game at a time. One game at a time.
All right.
And there won't be any ties like the last Redskins game. You know, a tie is like kissing a dog.
Yeah.
The dog thinks he was kissed, and you feel like he got licked.
That's I'm not even going to comment on that.
Whatever you do next, just don't go into radio, all right?
No, I won't go into radio.
We don't need that.
You don't get any sleep. You have to get up way too early.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.